Welcome to an enlightening podcast from IslamPodcasts.com. We encourage our listeners to please comment and let us know how we can grow in our knowledge to better serve our community. Please remind your family and friends to also visit IslamPodcasts.com for engaging discussions on current events, Islamic guidance, Quran, tafsir, seerah, and much more. Thank you for listening to this podcast. Podcasts on current events, Islamic guidance, Quran tafsir, and seerah are available at islampodcasts.com as well as on iTunes. Rate, review, and comment and let us know how we can grow in our knowledge to better serve our community. Please subscribe, share, and tell a friend about islampodcasts.com as well as rate, review of iTunes.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Men and women of peace, men and women of justice, men and women of honour, assalamu alaikum. My friends, it is with noble intentions and noble endeavours in mind that we come together this evening. In the light of the report which outlines new legal measures to counter extremism proposed by the coalition, government and its partners, entitled Tackling Extremism in the UK, published 4 weeks ago, and to consider our noble response as men and women of justice. These new legal measures include civil injunctions against people who are not described as terrorists, but so-called extremists. New legal powers to exclude extremists from places of worship. New legal grounds to ban extremist groups. New inspection regimes for charities, mosques, madrasas and schools. It is the time that we must choose. Is our response to these new legal measures proposed that we agree, support or promote them? Or is our response that whilst we may disagree strongly with these proposals, we keep falling and remain sitting, silent, still? Or is our response that we draw a line to which we all align ourselves behind and rise up to express ourselves openly, responsibly, to those in power who propose or will implement these new legal measures, and say with respect, we exercise our rights to disagree, to complain, to criticise, and say there is another way to promote peace and reduce hate and violence. And for all that is good in this land for which our forefathers came to create prosperity and opportunity, its services and education, we are slipping into a two-tier system of justice, a two-tier system of governance, one for Muslims and one for non-Muslims. It is within this context of some bad laws and bad policies against Muslims who seek to live by Islam that these new legal measures should be seen against. There already exists concerns that are well known and well documented. The disproportionate number of Muslims stopped and questioned at airports, subject to teepings, deprived of citizenship, excluded and removed from the UK, prevented from speaking on campus, harassed into becoming informants, questioned for their fundraising and charitable giving, all within the context of undercover policing and journalists posing as Muslims. My friends, do we really believe that these new legal measures against so-called extremists which are proposed are right and just or even will work? And will not deny or restrict the rights of Muslim citizens living in the UK. For it cannot be right nor just for courts of law to grant civil injunctions against people, so-called Muslim extremists, who have not broken the criminal law, who have not committed any criminal offences, who have not had their case heard in a criminal trial, and are persons of good character and have standing within our communities, and then have their rights restricted or denied by prohibitive orders, stopping them from giving talks or attending study circles, stopping them from travelling abroad or to an area in this land, stopping them from attending places of worship or praying with their fellow brethren, stopping them from fundraising for causes for the most vulnerable, Muslims or non-Muslims, stopping them from working as teachers with children or on government contracts because they have been deemed as extremists by courts of law. For it cannot be right nor just that courts of law be the place to determine extremism. The meaning of extremism, a term that's too vague, too broad, to be decided and respected by judges, With respect, my judges, you lack a deep understanding of the varied traditions of Islam, including the works of Sayyid Qutb. For it cannot be right nor just for courts of law to decide and determine what is and what is not an extremist idea or practice, to potentially criminalise, stigmatise, demonise Muslims and their devoutly held beliefs and practices, which they see as part of the rich tapestry of Islam. Those who seek to live by Sharia, those who aspire for a closer union of Middle Eastern states, those who support liberation movements in conflict areas, those who believe in wearing the hijab or the jilbab or the niqab, those who believe in separate seating or circumcision or creation, those who have a love beyond measure for the last and final Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the message of peace, justice and harmony he brought. For it cannot be right, nor just, for courts of law, that when deciding whether to grant these civil injunctions, that so-called professional witnesses be allowed to give evidence against defendants. A professional witness who has gathered information second-hand from others who wish to remain anonymous, or from individuals who make it their business to malign Muslims, and who the defendant therefore cannot challenge directly the accusers. This is not open justice. For it cannot be right nor just for there to be new legal grounds to ban Muslim groups by ministers without debate or consent, when such groups may be exercising their rights to criticise, like others do, some military interventions or foreign states' policies towards an occupied people, when such groups do not pose any operational or security risk to the UK and its people. For it cannot be right, nor just, to give more powers to the Charity Commission to investigate Muslim-based charities and massages, when they already have wide powers to investigate and shut down charities involved in fraud, tax evasion and terrorism. No faith, Quaker, Methodist, Catholic, with long histories of state persecution, would permit outside bodies to interfere in its internal management affairs by excluding so-called extremists. So why should Muslims and its massages be any different? My friends, without a shadow of a doubt, we should support legitimate and responsible policing, open criminal justice system, responsible media reporting, and official decisions made in the public interest, and be grateful when those decisions protect people from harm. But let us not be under any illusion that whilst there are those that who wish to do us harm, at times an overreaction to these real threats, anti-terror laws have been misused. Prevent strategies have been blind to the reality of why the powerful and the powerless turn to violence. And some government decisions beg us belief riddled with double standards and hypocrisy. And these new legal measures propose new civil injunctions against Muslim extremists, new legal grounds to exclude extremists from massages, new legal grounds to ban extremist Muslim groups, new inspection regimes for Muslim-based charities, massages, madrasas and schools will sadly, in my humble opinion, be misused, overused and selectively used against Muslims. And do not be so naive to believe that these measures will only be applied to those tiny few who some may feel should not be given the airtime that they deserve. But these measures, especially proposed injunctions against so-called extremists like ASBOs, which stigmatised and criminalised large groups of young people when they were often used, will in similar fashion be widely used against many, including the well-considered and well-respected amongst us. Just look at the many named people, respected in many quarters, including by non-Muslims who have been excluded from the UK or prevented from speaking, have had their passports taken away from them, just to see who these measures are targeting. All of us, who do not say with bent back and cap in hand, yes sir, yes boss, yes sahib. My friends, this is the time for choosing. If we are to disagree, do we keep falling? Do we keep quiet? Do we do so quietly in the heart or amongst the converted? Do we remain sitting, silent still, giving the wrong impression that we actually agree or support or promote such legal measures? Or has the time come to rise, to stand out, to speak out, to march out? For what is at stake is the fair and equal treatment of people, Muslims and non-Muslims alike, that we may continue to enjoy rights, the right to life, liberty and community, the right to disagree, to complain, to criticise, the right to equal protection of the law, by the law and at times from the law, and the right to be given a voice to determine the destiny of a people, of a nation, of the world. For what is at stake is our identity and our dignity. And let me remind us all of the words purported of a respected lawyer and the second president of the United States, and paraphrase, that such liberties are not the grant of princes or parliament, but derived from our maker. And the irony of these new legal measures proposed are that they were announced the day before Medina's death. If he were alive, a similar injunction would have certainly applied to him, a man now celebrated for his fight and struggle against racial inequality and apartheid regime, but once described as a terrorist and extremist during his life and incarceration. My friends, in response, we must set aside our religious differences and personal disagreements. We must consider concerns beyond the four walls of our homes, of our masjids and our groups. We must stop being passengers in life because we have become cynical, indifferent, afraid. We must come together to stop the place we call home, the place many of us were born in, work in and pay our taxes in, being the place, the land, the home which sees Muslims as second-class, unwanted strangers, the new untouchables. We must come together as active citizens, campaigning Muslims, as leaders, and speak as one voice to the legislators and elected officials, to the police commissioners and the chief constables, to the prosecutors and the prevent coordinators. We must come together to make our voice not just heard, but matter, in writing and in person, in private and in public, to say in gentle but firm manners, these measures will discriminate against citizens. These measures will do no good for building confidence with the very institutions which are meant to serve us. These measures will be ineffective to the aims we all seek, peace and security. And thus we respectfully disagree, oppose and reject these new legal measures proposed as unfair and ineffective to the aim sought. It is to this aim I humbly suggest that we set about to agree a joint position statement that we can all sign up to, to set out our clear position on these measures, and then to meet with the very people who propose or will implement or will review these measures if implemented. This noble endeavour is far from enough or being perfect or will achieve what we want. But it is the start of a long road ahead in our noble pursuit of justice. And permit me to make one final concluding point. Most of us are not sheikhs or scholars and are far from being pious saints, including the speaker. We are what we are. But to all I ask you to remember and mark the following words well, that one of the greatest lessons of the life of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is to truly understand that it is not about the fall but the rise, that we may fail. We may fail, flounder and stumble, that we may be brought to our knees broken by our own hands or by those who seek our destruction, humiliation, ruin. But to truly understand, to know, to realise that the making of a man, the making of a woman, is not found in the fall. The making of a man and woman's character, courage, iman, is not found in the fall, but found in whether we choose to keep falling, to be kept sitting, to be kept silent, to be kept still, or whether we choose to rise. Whether we choose to rise, to stand, to speak, to march. And for those who are yet undecided about these new legal measures proposed, this is the time for choosing. Do we agree with them? Or do we keep falling? Or do we begin our rise together? This, my friends, is the time for choosing. And I pray today that you choose well.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. Podcasts on current events, Islamic guidance, Quran tafsir, and seerah are available at islampodcasts.com as well as on iTunes. Rate, review, and comment and let us know how we can grow in our knowledge to better serve our community. Please subscribe, share, and tell a friend about islampodcasts.com.